back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Game one tonight, 7 o'clock start right here on 720 WGN. Coach Q. Coach, go get him.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, let's get Steve. We need Steve back, all right? We need him at the rink here.
We do.
All right, we need him at the United Center.
Well, Pat, we'd like to give a shout-out to Steve Cochran, one of the voices on AM 720 WGN Radio. I know he's been under the weather for a while, and Steve, we're hoping you're feeling better and look forward to seeing you back here at the United Center as soon as possible.
We want to send our best to Steve Cochran, morning show host at WGN. I understand he's under the weather and missing these games. So, Steve, we wish you all the best. Get well soon. Blackhawks playoff hockey on 720 WGN.
You're my best friend, friend. You are the best, and you're just not feeling well. Get some rest.
720 WGN on the phone with us. It's his show. It is Steve Cochran. There's a lot of love for you, man. How you doing?
Wow, wasn't that nice?
That is very nice. But I think when people start doing that, then everybody thinks something is seriously wrong.
Right, so that's why I want to call and tell you I am not dead. I am currently not. And make sure people understand that. How are you, Pete?
Good. You sound a little raspy. How's the voice?
Faking it for attention. The voice is coming back. I'm hoping it's going to be good for Monday. But, yeah, it got pretty fried. So, first off, thanks to the Hawks. That was very nice. I would have traded, say nothing about me, and get two more goals.
Yeah.
How about that?
That was a rough game last night. They just couldn't put the puck in the net.
But as Mark Harmon knows, what the Hawks do is they get behind Nashville, and then they embarrass and hurt Nashville. Mm-hmm. So we got them right where we want them, right, Carbs?
Exactly right, Steve, and very nice to hear your voice. And I miss you, by the way. I just want to get that out there as well. But, yeah, I mean, one game, you weren't expecting a sweep, and if you were, you were just a little pie in the sky. No big deal, one loss, and the Predators had their moment and, you know, bounce back Saturday and go from there, no doubt.
Very, very, very true. How's the show?
The show's been great this week. I feel like you're probably
going... You find the substitute host is up to snuff. You find the guy that's filling in is good.
He doesn't bring us any food. Let's see.
I told everybody I'd buy him Starbucks today. No one wants to walk across the street.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
I can't imagine you can't find a volunteer. I will say this. Pete and I have been friends for years, and I've been a fan of Pete's for years, and I think you're doing a great job, and I appreciate it.
Steve,
wait
a second. No, that's I'll fill
Steve,
in
is that
here.
You, Steve,
this well, guy.
Hold on, let me say something back.
Everybody
about...
already has their coffee. Pete is not prepared with his coffee, and this is why he wants to buy people coffee to go get him.
Steve, I was trying to be nice. It's Good Friday. I'm
that
like, guys,
nice.
Let me buy you breakfast and coffee.
Well, but here's the thing. I just gave you a great compliment. I got watered down in the coffee.
I was going to give you a compliment back. First of all,
I've been gone for a couple of weeks and nothing's changed. It's just doing six different shows.
I don't know how you put up with everyone, especially behind the scenes. And
wow,
Sandberg Boyle, she's absolutely insane. She has a different language. It took me a few days to figure it out. And Mary
just
is very.
Just do what you're told, man. Do what you're told, and you'll live.
Right. That's exactly what I do.
Until 10.
Right.
I don't want to take too much of your time because I know cash call's coming up or whatever you're doing next. What are you doing next? What's next on the show?
I just see you until 8 o'clock. I don't really have anything. Willie Geist coming up at 8:20.
Well, I got a sponge bath coming up. I can't stay that long. But I'll go through all the thank yous with everybody Monday. I hope to be back in studio Monday. But.
Well, wait, though. We don't want to all get sick, though. So
listen, you got to roll the dice. You know, that's part of the thrill of working with me.
Steve, you do have quite a sexy voice, that's for sure. Your voice is...
Yeah, well, that's a new thing. New thing. There's a virus called an RSV virus, and you don't want it. It's very big with little babies and little kids, and I got that on top of recovering from the previous problems of a pulmonary embolism. So the 1-2 punch got me back in the hospital. I'm out now and got great care. And I would just advise people to be very wary of the PE problem first. And the RSV thing is just, like I said, it's a double whammy. So for everybody that thought I had some horrible, dengue fever, or some of the things that showed up online, Pete. Did you see some of the things that people thought I had?
Well, text messages this week, people thought you were dying. I'm like, we got it. He's just sick.
There were heart attacks. There were brain tumors.
Mm-hmm.
Ebola virus. You know, that's going around. But no, it's serious enough. It's funny, serious enough, and I don't mean to joke about it because it's scary stuff. But the good news is I got great care, and I'm on the other side of it. So I will be back. That's the good news for some and a threat for others.
Well, the good news is the tons of text messages we got this week, people love you, and the tons of text messages we got that people hate you. So the haters are still listening, waiting for you to come back, too.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, I feel badly for them because the six people that hate me most that take the time to text every day, who are they hating? Are they hating you now?
I mean, think about that. They do. Yes, they just hate to hate. Yeah.
Well, look, you got to have people in your life who are smart enough to tell you to get medical care when you need it. Unfortunately, I do. And I've got an unbelievable family and my wife and my daughter and my son and my daughter-in-law and my little granddaughter, too. So, but the medical people, starting with Dr. Kevin, most teams have been tremendous. But, Pete, write this down now because, Pete, you're an active guy.
Yeah.
And I don't want this to happen to you. If you ever have like real tenderness in your calf. Do you have calves, Pete? Do you have man calves?
I remember I had surgery on my calf. Yeah, on my tendon. Okay.
So if you get like a hot spot in your calf, like a heated spot in your calf where it's tender to the touch, that's not a great thing. Now, if that combines with the fact that when you touch it, it's very sore, and then suddenly you find yourself short of breath, you need to go to the hospital right away. Ask me why.
Why?
Well, because you may have a pulmonary embolism. What happens is a blood clot can form in your leg, and then it travels up through your heart and into your lungs.
Right.
And if it goes from your lungs, it can go to your brain. You can have a stroke, but it's bad enough in your lungs because your lungs don't want it there. And if it's in your lungs, you can die. And right. You don't want to die, Pete. That's a terrible idea.
Absolutely not. No. But I hate the fact that you're telling us this now because my wife is listening, and suddenly she's feeling her calf. I know she is.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Well, everyone should feel their calf, but not while they're driving. But pulmonary embolism is bad. The RSV virus, that's a crazy, crazy, crazy cold that created the worst cough I've ever had in my life. But listen, there's nothing more tedious than people sitting around talking about being sick. So I'm going to shut up now and tell you, I love you all for caring enough. I miss my job. I have the greatest job in the world. I have the greatest radio station in the world. I can't wait to get back, but I'm not going to come back until I don't infect anyone and until my voice is good to go. How's that?
Right.
Yeah, but you're missing the best part, Steve, as we spin it positive. Being sick is great. You don't have to do anything. And you, I've come to you for advice for 20-plus years now, going all the way back to when I interned you for you one day a week until you fired me, which was a wise move by you.
I had it coming.
Yeah, I did. I did. I mean, what do you do? How do you enjoy your day? I know you're sick, and it for real, it sucks being sick, but you got to do the good with the bad, right? I mean, what do you got on the docket today?
I'm taking 12 to 15 different medications.
Wow.
Troy Murray acted like he had just heard. He's actually here in a nurse's outfit. listen, it is what it is. I hate being sick. I don't like sitting around. I think I'm being as patient as I can be, but I haven't even been on a golf course yet, and it's almost April, 14th today? Is that right?
April 14th. Tomorrow's tax day. You're right.
Yeah, so your taxes aren't technically due till Tuesday, so you're okay.
Two things. Number one, I love you, and you've always had my back, and you know I have your back, and we want you to come back. Even though I want to work like crazy at this radio station, I am a fan of yours, and you know I listen every morning because I text you almost every single morning.
You know, and this little joke thing we have going back and forth where you're trying to infect me, kill me, and take my job is just a joke as far as I know. No, it is just a joke. And Pete, you sound great. I don't give this show over to just anybody. And you did a fabulous job, as is everybody. And we love having Carms on. By the way, where is the ATP? Did you scare them all away?
Everybody is on vacation. Andrea is in Iceland, and Dave is at a wedding in Austin, and here we are. This is it. But the second thing I wanted to ask you, it's got to be killing you this week with Sean Spicer and not being able to talk about that on the air.
Well, you got your Sean Spicer. You got today is the little fat kid from North Korea Day.
Mm-hmm.
Where at any time Kim Jong, ooh, am I crazy? Kim Jong could be, doing another nuclear test. You got Steve Bannon looking for work. Is he out in front of the Showcase Studio with a sign right now?
Not yet, but we expect him to.
For food,
right?
You know, And you got Trump, who's turned into the president now. Listen, the world's turned upside down. I can't talk, and Donald Trump is acting like the president.
What's going on here? And we had the mother of all bombs that was dropped yesterday.
Listen, it's upside down, and it's up to you to hold on to it until we get there. You know, the longer I talk to you, the more I'm turning into a Muppet. Have you noticed that?
All right, Monday you are back.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So I'm going to go now and try to protect the 10% of the voice that I have. And Mary Vandeveld, are you okay?
I'm good. Why?
Very good. Well, I'm just checking in. You're the only one on the 18 that came to work.
Yes, you're the only one on the 18.
Well, Mary and Mike are here. Jacobson's here.
Yeah. Well, no, they're always there. Listen, they don't get time off. It's a sweatshop. I have them making T-shirts.
Well, have a happy Easter. I hope you get some nice chocolate, Steve.
Yes, thank you. Vandeveld and I share a chocolate Jones.
Yes.
And if you have the chocolate Jones, it's very good. Mm-hmm. But everybody, happy Easter. I love you guys. Thanks for worrying. Don't worry. I will be back.
Thanks, man. Love you, too.
See
Take
you
care
Monday.
Of yourself.
Bye, Steve.